Hey there, podcast world. I'm the Mr.
And I'm the Mrs.
Welcome to The Naked Truth,
the podcast where we lay it all bare, literally and figuratively.
That's right. We're here to talk about real stuff, the nitty-gritty of life.
And we mean everything, from parenting to relationships, mental and physical growth, recipes, financial stories, and much more.
But here's the twist. We're recording this podcast while laying in the bed, completely nude.
Yep, you heard that right. No scripts, no filters, just us and the naked truth.
But before we dive in, a quick disclaimer. Things might get a bit crude and not safe for work, but hey, it's all in good fun.
So let's grab a seat, or strip down if you dare, and let's get naked.
Holy shit, we are rolling.
Welcome back to The Naked Truth, where we are stripping away the layers to explore the benefits of embracing nudity. I am the Mister.
And I am the Mrs. Today, we're delving into why we decided to spend more time in the nude and surprising benefits that we've uncovered along the way. So, let's kick things off by discussing why we made the decision to embrace nudity in our daily lives.
Yes, it all started with a conversation that led to a realization. Our comfort zone was about to get a little bit cozier.
Yes, and I think the root of it all started with my hatred of laundry.
Oh, I hate laundry so much.
The mountains and mountains of laundry.
I think I've been doing laundry today for like 6 hours, 7 hours.
Especially after the thing one and thing two came along. Yes. Laundry never ceases. So, I think we dabbled a bit before thing one and thing two came along, but it really wasn't until they were just a little bit older, I guess, and could spend the night away, you know, every once in a while. And we decided, hey, I think it'd be kind of fun. After doing all this laundry, we don't want to mess anymore up. Why don't we just hang out?
Naked. Bare booty butt naked. I think before the children came along, I remember we had like 1 or 2 years that we did naked Christmas tree decorating.
Yes, naked Christmas tree decorating. Christmas decorations. Who likes to put those up? It's a lot more enjoyable in the nude.
Yeah, that was fun. Kind of wish we could do it again, but it doesn't really pan out now.
Doesn't really work out that way, but yeah. Definitely makes it more enjoyable. So I think, well, like I said, we had dabbled a little bit, but probably embraced it more in the last few years. Maybe probably
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Maybe 4.
And now I would say regular basis, we're at least
40% of the time
sleeping in the nude. I mean,
right.
In a dream world, we'd be able to come home from work and just go ahead and take it all off. But
right.
Let's be honest, we don't probably, our thing one and thing two wouldn't appreciate that.
No. So that's why we have built our bedroom is the naked oasis.
It is the safe zone for no clothing.
Right. So that's kind of the same thing with the kids. It's like, hey, if y'all want to be naked, hang out in your room and do it.
Hang out in your room.
That's your space.
You can be naked in your own room.
But yeah, I kind of think like the first like longer time that we spent was the kids were gone. And I think I'd sent you a text. It was like, hey, they're gone for the weekend. We just did a whole bunch of laundry. How about let's just make up pallet in the living room floor, we'll sit around naked, order pizza, and watch TV. And I think we spent like 2 days then, like, yeah. That and then we've done a couple little weekend trips to cabins, hotel rooms,
and whatever. It's really nice when you don't have to pack a lot because you're planning on just staying in and hanging out naked.
Right, that's great way to catch up on board games and whatnot.
True. So that kind of talks about our personal experiences. We've had some funny things. I would not recommend cooking bacon in the nude.
No, it's cliche, but, you know, had to try.
We also played around a bit with some, maybe some date night ideas in the nude. Some art,
right, yeah,
if
we did
you
the
will.
Art thing where we put the big bed sheet in the garage floor.
That was fun.
Covered each other in paint and
get
that
to,
was that.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Oh, we've done the things where we've gone and bought, like, the holiday crap and dressed
the
up.
The holiday accessories. Yes. Like, Mardi Gras beads, mask, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun. That was fun. Sort of the first stuff. And then we kind of just realized how relaxing it was.
It really is. I think then it changed kind of for me from that just more sexy, playful to actual mental health benefits that really it does once we kind of established our room as the clothing-free, optional, whatever place. It kind of it gives us a place to look forward to at the end of each day to kind of just be free.
Right. And then, like, I mean, you know, you've had a bad day. There's something about the physical connection with nothing between can really, well, for me, it can really ground me if I'm stressed out.
That's true. A lot of skin to skin. You know, the scientific research said when we were having thing one and thing two that skin to skin is so important, you know, with the mom and the baby. But I can really see the difference now with skin to skin between you and I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're closer now in our relationship than we've ever been after 10 plus years.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of scientific.
Yeah, let's get to that scientific now. There are a lot of research benefits on spending time in the nude.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's everything from body image to better sleep. Yeah, there's, you know, several things. Let's see. I've jotted down a few little notes on some scientific
points.
He
is the more scientific one of the group, if you haven't noticed.
I'm the brain.
The brain and the science. And
I do come off as an idiot. It's okay. I'm having fun. But yeah, with scientific points, I mean, like, here I've got, I don't know, several, but we'll just kind of point out a couple here. There's improved skin health due to increased air circulation. It reduces the risk of conditions like acne. With the more circulation, you get a little bit more detoxification of the skin through when you sweat, it can actually evaporate instead of just being stuck to your clothes. And you got all that, which, you know, can cause acne, rashes, you know, anything like that.
Overall ickiness.
Yes, right. Body odor gets reduced because you're actually, you know, evaporating. And you get a little bit uptake of vitamin D due to the exposure to sunlight. And that really helps with bone health and immune function. All sorts of mental and whatnot. You got anything to add on the first bit of the scientific? Anything you've noticed?
I mean, I have noticed, once again, less laundry in the pajama area. Instead of trying to get all comfy in my PJs at night, it's now become more comfy to not have those PJs on.
Oh yeah, it's almost like super restrictive to sleep in something at this point.
Yeah, now if I'm in a situation where I have to, it's just like I'm just mad.
I'm in a bad mood.
And I'm not sleeping near as well.
Right.
So, and I'm really, I kind of run on hot a lot, so it's really nice at the end of the day just to strip down and be able to breathe, you know. Yeah, so.
Yeah, like with the mental health benefits, I mean, I definitely see. Not restricted.
Oh, and on the small chance that we get to get away and have a day or even two, mostly in the nude, man, that is just like a complete reset to keep us going.
Oh, yeah. It's like you've got to consistently have fantastic sleep for like a year. And everything is like perfect. And like there's birds singing. It's like a damn Disney movie.
Disney movie.
Just exactly. A Disney movie with nudity.
And then when you come back, it's like, oh, this shirt just,
right.
It's tight, constricting, because it is so freeing of a feeling.
I mean, now any chance I've got, and it can't be naked, I've ripped my shirt off, or I'm walking around in just a pair of gym shorts, just something that feels loose and not jeans, socks, and...
yes. For sure. And I think also kind of from the mental health perspective, kind of moving more over to the body image and confidence, you know, at first, maybe the little bit of, I don't know if you want to say shame or just lack of confidence because you're not used to that. And you've always been, you know, told that that was taboo. But then after you kind of embrace it, you really start to build more confidence. Like, I'm more confident in my body, even after having two little ones, than I have been before.
Right. And what's kind of crazy about it, too, like, for me, you can't hide things that you're not happy about. So it was kind of an inspiration to work on health in general. Like, over the past year, we really got into working out and kind of trying to eat a lot better and paying attention to stuff like that. And honestly, I probably wouldn't have, even though that sounds kind of, you know, shallow, but I was able to see stuff and I was like, you know what, I can change these things that I wasn't happy about, which, you know, when you have a little bit of lack of confidence somewhere there, it can, and I feel like overall confidence has raised. Like,
yeah, I actually had the same kind of notes here that now we've kind of made the decision last year or so to get in better, I don't even want to say better shape, but better health overall,
right?
And it's really causing us to enjoy things even more, and we're able to see our results of, you know, spending time at the gym and spending time thinking about what we're eating and trying to take time to better ourselves, and then you can see it when you're walking by the mirror and you don't have the clothes on, you know, you can see for real what's there.
Right. And then, you know, like the confidence thing, like when it builds, like I even in the professional world got, I mean, if you consider what I do for a living professional, but either way, I mean, I became a little bit more confident in how I was doing stuff or making decisions to improve the business and
yeah,
whatnot. And it's just like...
overall confidence boost.
Sounds dumb, but I really think it all started with that let's spend the weekend naked thing.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I even made some notes here. So if you're, you know, kind of new parents, you know, of course the moms will put on the baby weight, and normally the dads do too, just a little bit, you know.
God, I got fat as shit when thing one was born.
So I had made myself a note to mention, you know, clothes at that point, soon after having babies, clothes seem to be a little tight and snug in different areas than you're not used to. So again, that's so nice to kind of just be able to take that off and say, you know what? We made some children with that body, so that's right. That's fine.
And let me add to that real quick.
Yeah.
Also, ladies, don't be ashamed of that. You are a 10. The significant other will always see it as a 10. Okay, like it's good. Like there's no, I loved your body from day one all the way through.
Oh, such romantic. No, but really, just not having to put on those tight clothes, or at least getting them off as quickly as possible, it will do wonders, I think, for your self-esteem and confidence. So now I think it's time we can touch on how society views nudity and the stigmas that we sometimes have to face.
Yes. Breaking down the barriers and fostering acceptance. So, as you can probably tell from our accents, we are from the Bible Belt area.
Oh, yeah.
And we were raised in a culture that you should be ashamed of your body. You shouldn't, you know, you have your private parts, your no-no squares.
Your no-nos.
And really kind of, honestly, looking back at it, a lot of that kind of stuff is really damaging, like, to the psyche. Because I think, like, even though I was always super comfortable with the missus, there was always, like, a part of me that was, like, ashamed and very, like, oh, I'm gonna hide over here, or gotta cover up all this stuff. And I think a lot of that, you know, kind of came from that. And I don't know, like, I don't know why there's any stigma to people being naked. Everybody gets naked at some point, probably daily.
Right.
I mean, a bath.
And why not build that body image and self-confidence along the way, instead of, like us, being later in life, deciding to actually, open the communication to, honestly, I don't know what all these parts do. Let's do some research on, all the different female genitalia parts.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a lot. Like, I mean, it's not that, you know, I'm sure to some extent we started this as trying to be a little sexy, sexual, playful, you know, but, like, it's kind of funny how you just kind of naturally know when that is the atmosphere for it, or when it's, hey, we're just going to hang out. And I mean, I know she gets tired of it because anytime she walks by, I got to, like, smack a butt or try to grab a boobie.
Yeah. But back to the social stigmas, like he said, based on our geographical location, more hush-hush. That's reserved for married time. And
and then so, it's almost like you still shouldn't hang out naked.
Like, yeah, still, yeah, like that's a very taboo kind of subject. But I think now that we have this open communication, I think even though it sounds kind of silly, cliche, whatever, that once we stripped it down, so once we got okay with that, hanging out in the nude, it actually opened up our communication as well, because again, there's nothing to hide behind, and so now we can communicate more on these different aspects that both of us, grew up with and are working through those stigmas, I guess, if you will, to say that it's okay to enjoy being in your own body, in your own skin.
Right. And, you know, enjoying just the comfort of each other. Like, this way, like, seeing you get to relax and lay back, like, has a trickle-down effect for me. Like, when I get to see that you're relaxed and enjoyed and comfortable, like, I'm able to do the same thing, because just my personality, if I see you in any type of even the slightest bit of distress, I immediately go to
panic mode.
Panic, let's fix this. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I will
love you. The sky is falling.
I will love you to death.
I also had something that just kind of popped in my head, going back to the, you know, becoming a parent and having someone else, you know, now to completely dependent upon you as a mom.
Yes.
Okay. having those little ones that are like tugging at you and constantly in the touchy feely, you know, era, which I feel like has gone on for several years now. Yeah. But when then I come into my safe spot, which is in my bedroom, and I can strip it all off, that it's such a freeing moment for me daily that I can, you know, now I can be touchy-feely with the one that, you know, helped me create these little...
It's funny you say that, because every time I try to touch you, you usually slap me and roll over and tell me you're hot and leave you alone.
I am hot a lot. I am hot a lot, but...
So then I just curl up in a ball the other way and I'm all sad.
But...
not funny.
Yeah. So, we want to hear from you guys as well. Have you considered being, spending more time in the nude?
Like, do you have any thoughts or experiences or any questions you might have for us? You know, like, we kind of really want to build this thing up as more than just the podcast, but as a community. And to do that, we kind of need, you know, we'd like to hear from our very few listeners that we have. Hopefully it'll grow, you know. But, like, we really want to eventually build up and do an episode just of listener
content, feedback.
I guess. Yeah, like feedback or questions or...
input.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think it'd be fun. I'll probably have some very snarky, sarcastic things to say, because that's what I do. But yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot of fun. And then, you know, like, we don't really necessarily have a set theme overall for what we're doing.
Other than that foundation of being in the nude.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just having this set time, weekly right now, it's nice to look forward to. We got a little extra nude time now.
Right, yeah. It was, you know, anything to find an excuse. Yeah, and I guess...
Do we want to talk here about nude versus naturism?
Yeah, because that was a little confusing when I first started reading into this stuff.
Because, of course, he goes all out. Whatever he does, 100%.
Right. Well, okay. Hang on. Hang on a minute.
And then I just...
Hold on.
I just look for, you know, all the scientific proof, because everything is science with this guy. And I am rainbows and unicorns. Artsy.
Okay. So... Let me do a little backtracking and going down this little rabbit hole here. Because we said after the first couple times we had said stuff about hanging out naked or having naked weekends at home or on a, you know, in a B&B or whatever. We saw a thing for a campground.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Fairly locally. And we kind of joked about that. And no, we haven't done anything like that yet. But that led me to like, oh, I wonder if there's like networks where you can actually kind of follow through and find all this stuff. And I found out that there's basically nude, and then there's naturism. And they're very similar in the aspect that both of them's naked. But, like, the naturism approach is almost more of a spiritual, philosophical type thing. Like, you strip your clothes of the textile world, and you're in nature, and kind of become one, kind of how humans originated. And it's kind of a... that in. But, you know, there's still cultures all around the world, tribes and stuff, that's the norm for them. And our puritanical, like...
I can nice go word.
Yeah. I don't really even know if that's a real word or not, but very reserved and conservative... typical thing has kind of like put the shame over this natural state. And like, I can really see the naturism thing being a legitimate thing. Like, I'm not a super theological person by any means, but I could see like that gives you a sense of well-being, closure, closeness. I don't know. I don't know what the words
would be with and that. In this day and age with all the technology, you don't get to connect with nature as much as we used to. So if we have a chance to sit out on the back porch under the stars, you know, why not do it? And, of course, be in the nude, get a little bit more connected. Or maybe if one day we get the chance to be in the sunshine, which we still haven't made that jump yet, but I feel like we're going to.
That's just basically because there hasn't been a opportunity.
Opportunity, yeah.
We live in a neighborhood.
When you live in a neighborhood, and it's not a nude neighborhood.
And I got an asshole neighbor that can't mind his own business.
Yeah, we do have kind of a peeping Tom over there. So,
I'll show him a balls.
We're still considering that.
But you know, we've kind of looked for a couple resorts and whatnot to kind of jump and take the leap, but like.
And even those little remote B&Bs, you know, if you can get a cabin with a little back porch on it or something, you can kind of brave it. Now, some funny stories about that one. Let's just go ahead.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so really big window on that one. And we're just hanging out because, you know, we're hanging out. And well, the B&B that we were staying at ended up being somewhat of a, like, I guess a farm that you could tour, maybe?
Yeah.
And then the mister looks over, and it's like people are showing up, and here we are just in this big window open.
Yeah, no, there's no blind.
No curtain, anything. No blind.
So I had to rig up a blanket or towel. I can't remember what I put up there, but like a...
And then I think even the next day we're like hanging out on the back porch and then people
move into
the cabin right next to us that was vacant.
Which sucked because there's an outdoor shower at that one.
We didn't use it. Yeah. So that is some, I guess, funny experiences.
And then we also had the one our last trip. Where the cabin
looked
incredibly secluded.
Appeared to be secluded.
It was straight up in a subdivision of cabins. A little bit of woods around us, but you could probably walk, 200 yards? And it was the next cabin was there.
Yeah.
So.
And people were walking, constantly walking.
So we were
walking,
hanging out in the living room, watching TV, naked.
Yep. Probably, and then I would
probably sneak around with each other a little bit.
Sneak out on the front porch because I was really excited about that front porch swing.
Yeah.
So sneak out on the front porch with a blanket around me or something.
That was really loud.
That was really loud. I would
not have done that. Apparently Creative Cloud had an update. But, we were sitting there and some dude just pulls up. Like, I mean, windows were open. We didn't have, like, a blanket around us or anything. Just hanging out. And some dude pulls up to get the trash out of the cabin. We just, like, fall behind the couch. It was just like there's melt. Somebody here.
Who's that?
And I was like, I don't have a weapon. I was like, I'm going to have to fight this guy naked.
But I still see in our future, I think we're both looking forward to some kind of sunshine tropical venue that we're... You know, having our dreams at the moment. So it's coming.
Yeah. So the only thing that's a little bit hard about that is like kind of trying to find the style that we want. It's like I've got to do a little bit more digging, but it's like everything that I find is either like naked family thing and it's almost just like a campground. But then it's like, okay, well, we kind of want to go to just an adults only and hang out. But then it's like, hey, it's Swinger Nation.
Swingers.
But, I mean, that's fine. If that's your thing, I have no problem with it.
But that's not really what we're down with. So
we want to go somewhere and have drinks. And
just enjoy ourselves.
Hanging out in the sun.
In the nude. So we're still looking.
So if you guys know anything, feel free to let us know.
Totally. So I wanted to leave you in case you're still just kind of on the fence. You're not convinced totally, about hanging out more in the nude. I'm going to give you just kind of the top 10 reasons overall based on the Mr. Scientific Research, of course, da-da-da-da. Of why we think embracing authenticity by spending time in the nude, they include, here we go, top 10. Number one, improves sleep quality. We can vouch for that 100%.
Oh, yeah. I sleep like shit. And on a daily basis, like, I just don't sleep. I never have. I'm a 4 to 5, maybe 6 hours a night person. But since we've started doing this, I'd say my sleep is 100 times better. It still sucks, but it's 100 times better than it was. And it sucks because my brain's crazy and I don't stop thinking. So there's that.
Number two, enhanced circulation. Supposed to be better for your overall cardiovascular health.
Yeah, sure.
We'll take it.
I hate cardio.
Number three, positive impact on skin. Like we mentioned at the beginning, just kind of giving your skin time to breathe. It can actually reduce skin conditions and then, you know, the acne and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I work in a really greasy environment. So I used to break out really bad constantly, like, you know, my legs would break out. Like, I'd get broke out, like, on my stomach and arms and stuff a lot. And
you have got a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
So that's pretty dope.
Number four, body image and mental health. We already, I know, went into detail on that. But there's all kinds of research that indicates embracing nudity positively impacts your body image. And overall improves mental health. So, like we said before, number five, vitamin D. Okay, so sunlight, if you can get out in the sun. Exposure to sunlight to the naked skin facilitates synthesis of vitamin D, which is, again, good for bone health and immune system.
There are vitamin D supplements, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Number six on the list, we got hormonal balances. Okay. It says studies suggest that being in the nude can contribute to your hormonal balance, which, again, of course, we know, especially ladies, that hormones can have a, when they're balanced, can have positive effects on your mood and overall well-being.
Yes, for sure.
Number seven, improved relationship intimacy. I mean, with clothes off, it makes it one step closer to, hey, let's go for this tonight, you know?
Right.
Makes it easier. It's a smaller jump, if you will.
And it does also, like, there's a lot more, I know we tend to be a lot more playful, like flirty, mm-hmm. you know, because, I mean, it's just, it's there.
It's there.
And then, I think we said it in the first episode, if you want to have a real conversation with your partner, do it naked.
Do it naked.
Like,
there's nothing to hide.
No, like, I think we could be in a super heated argument and you could strip, and you can't argue or fight naked. Like, you're going to talk it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Then leading to, as I'm laughing, stress reduction, number eight. Okay, we've already talked about that for sure. We can personally vouch for those. Number nine, we've got enhanced body awareness. So just being more aware of your own body makes a deeper connection and understanding of physical sensations and movements. Okay, I mean, it can be just a little, what am I thinking of? Air, you know.
Right. Or, you know, if you accidentally slam your dick in the refrigerator door, you'll only do it once.
Okay, that's for sure. That seems a bit extreme, but I'm thinking of even just the fan being on.
Right.
When you're naked. Really, you can pick up on so many more
every
sensations.
Little, right.
Than being covered up with clothing. I mean, obviously. And then number 10, we've got boosted immune system. All right. Yes, you see. Okay.
Immune system.
Oh, goodness. Again, the more, I guess, sunlight you can get on your skin and fresh air, you know, will help to strengthen your immune system. So, there you have it. Top 10 reasons. I will say, all 10 of those we have seen as benefits to our own lives.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to the more time in the sun when this summer, because right now it's cold and it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll figure that out, even if it's just hiking out into the woods somewhere and throwing a blanket down for 30 minutes. I'm game to try.
Yeah. So we hope this episode has sparked some open conversation and it encourages you, our listeners, to explore new aspects of yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, you try it and you go, eh, I don't think so. And then you move on. That's it. I mean, but I really do feel if you try it and you get past the first, 30 minutes of feeling a little awkward, maybe you're good to go. I mean, the first time we tried it, we still walked around with like a towel or a blanket or a robe on, you know, just for a little bit. And then it was like, eh. I think we were probably drinking a lot too.
That will definitely help help a little bit of the inhibitions, I guess. A
little social lubrication.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, once you kind of give it a shot, and I mean, I just can't see what the cons would be that would outweigh, you know, the benefits that we've experienced.
I mean, pretty much the only thing that could go awry is if you did it somewhere you're not supposed to and you go to jail.
That would be
other than that, you know, that's it. Yeah.
So, you know, be aware of your surroundings.
Right. Walmart is not the place.
But yeah, give it a shot, and we would love to hear back from you and get your experiences as well.
Right, yeah. So, I guess with that being said, we're going to close it out and get out of here. But, yeah, I mean, I just want to say thanks to everyone who has listened so far. And, you know, you can find us on the socials. I'm not great at it, but I am trying real hard. I have a odd hatred for social media, but I'm trying to kind of be out there and, you know, chit-chat where it's not just... Oh, it's just a page for the podcast. It's, you know, there's an actual lot of communication to us, and we can talk. But, yeah, and then all the socials will be in the description of the episode.
And as always, we thank you for listening, and until next time, keep it real and keep it nude.